Good evening. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Matt. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Boonville Amateur Club radio repeater at 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meetings on the third Tuesday of every month, except December, February, and March. Next monthly meeting will be held Tuesday, June 21st, 7 p.m., at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend, and amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and is still not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through EchoLink Mobile tonight. And Matt, it looks like it's just you and me in here.
Okay, KD2FBM on Mobile EchoLink. Yeah, it is just us in here. So, Kevin, how are you doing today? The floor is yours.
All right, good evening, Matt, and everyone on board. KD2FBM out here on the west end of Oneonta at this point. Just finished up at a Knights of Columbus meeting here, and I'm currently heading back. Partly cloudy skies, 59 degrees, and I'll be monitoring the mobile side here. So I'll send it back to Net Control, 73 KD2FBM.
SMS from...
Okay, Kevin, thank you for your check-in. Mobile EchoLink. I can actually tell you're mobile. I can hear the background noise of the vehicle. Okay, this is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
Good evening, Matt. This is N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike. Hoping I didn't get cut off before, and like the screw-up we had with the thing a couple weeks ago. This is N2PFM.
Says KD2AIT, good evening.
And 5AOW, good evening.
KC2NBU, good evening.
Okay, and that acknowledges check-ins of N2PFM George, KD2AIT Jeff, N5AOW Bob, and KC2NBU Ray. Thank you all for checking this evening, and we will start at the top of the list. N2PFM, George, how are you doing today? You stay dry?
Okay, Matt and everybody on the net. Yeah, the most we had was a couple little sprinkles today as far as rain goes. It was threatening a few times, but we didn't get any kind of rain today. In fact, we had a fair amount of sunshine. Though not a tremendous amount, we did have enough to charge up the solar batteries again. And we got a temperature here on the mountainside of 57 degrees, temperature range 56 to 68. Quite a bit of difference from the Memorial Day holiday weekend. And 5AOW, I guess you'll have to hear and get a good laugh again on this thing. That front line on the brake master cylinder down, one line, guess where it is on that vehicle? It's behind the rack and pinion steering. So the whole rack and pinion has to come out, in order to change that brake line. And the brake line is not a stock item, so it had to be custom made. And they both have special Chrysler fittings on the side. This guy had gotten his, Bob J's Auto had gotten his training from Chrysler. So fortunately he had some of them on hand. So $112 later I got it back. I found out someone had gone to Chrysler for the same thing on a similar van not too long ago, and they paid $250 for the same thing. So I got away at better than half price, even though it's still a lot of money. That'll take up less than 73s and 2 PSM clear.
Okay, thank you, George. Well, you guys stayed dry. We had a little bit of rain down here today. 0.13, not a whole lot, but it did rain hard for a little while there. Enough to get everything wet, run down the road, end up in my front yard. That's usually how it goes. Alrighty. K82 AIT. Jeff, how are you doing today? The floor is yours.
Good evening. It's K82 AIT. We're just chilling out up here at camp. We just had a little shower pass through, but nothing major. It's been threatening all night, but nothing really to show for it except a little bit of rain. So, got a campfire going and having a couple of cold ones and just chilling out. So, KD2 AIT, back to net control.
Alrighty, thank you, Jeff, for your check-in. And good to hear. It's been a while since I've actually been able to be on the net when you were at the same time. Both been obviously quite busy and enjoy camp. I'm not going again until the 4th of July, which I almost actually can't wait for that. Not that I really want this month to rush by, but alrighty, N5AOW. Bob, how are you doing this evening?
Well, good evening, Matt, N5AOW and everyone else online. Jeff, I'm with you. I'm about ready to have a little treat. Maybe a little brandy, a little bit of wine, and relax a bit, sit by the TV, and just enjoy it. Had a great day today, except for a call I got midday. A friend of mine's boat tank, and, well, we got that out, and it's in the driveway, and I'm working on that. So get it up and running again, and it did it last year, and he made all the contingencies and changes and whatever he needed to protect it against that. Doggone it, and did it again. And come to find out it was a faulty wire or whatever. And the pump didn't work, and we had that torrential downpour, and down it went. So in any event, it's back out. Hopefully I can get it running tomorrow and be ready for the weekend for him and get everything cleared up. And got to get into the fuel, make sure there's no water in that. So with that, that about summed it up for my day, and got back up and relaxed a bit and watched a bit of TV, got on 40 meters for a little bit, and had a whole lot going on with that. Matter of fact, I got to shut the rig off just then. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, Matt. Everyone have a fine evening. N5AOW, back to net control.
Alrighty, Bob, thank you for your check-in. Good to hear you, and glad all is going well. Alrighty, KC2, NBU. Ray, how are you doing this evening?
Well, we got 56 degrees up on the hill here. I went to the post office, 10 minutes after 12. And when I came out of the post office, it was just raining cats and dogs. I ran to the car and I went home, which is 3 miles. And the sun was shining and the roads were dry. 3 miles away. Amazing.
Okay. Thank you, Ray, for your check-in. Good to hear you. Yeah, It's amazing how that can be. Actually, this past weekend, the other half and I were down the road about a mile and a half from my house, and it wasn't raining down there. It sprinkled. Didn't even really get the road damp. And came back home, crossed the bridge down the road here, just where the river is, and came back up the hill, and it had poured. Well, it was still pouring, and had poured. The road was soaking wet. Amazing how it can change from one spot to another. Alrighty, this is KD2JET ABC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please.
WA to you.
WA to you, John. How you doing this evening? The floor is yours. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Good evening to all. WA to you here, and good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Matt, what county are you involved with as far as volunteer fire services?
Sorry, John, could you say that again? You actually got overrode by the scanner.
Okay, I was just curious, what county are you involved with the fire, volunteer fire department? I assume it's volunteer. I know Matt, you and Kevin James, I'm curious what county.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, the scanner overrode you. I could hear the scanner better than I thought I had it turned down. We are in Delaware County, in the town of Davenport, Pender's Corners, the great county of Delaware. Alrighty, back to you, John.
Okay, leaving a little bit of a pause there. I'll get to my comments about that. Well, it's 55 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. We had quite a bit of rain off and on today. Kathy went out and did the one part of the lawn here with a lawnmower, so she enjoys doing that with a new lawnmower, kind of drags her along. First she was like, I don't need any self-propelled thing, but I think she really likes it now. And I worked on putting a shelf up in the entranceway of the house. I wanted to do it for a while, so I finally found some wood out of the shop and got some brackets, and I had to get the right screws, so that's all taken care of out there. So now we can have packages or stuff we want to put out by the door. We don't have to put it on top of things. We just put it on the shelf, and away you go. So we're really we're glad that that's one of the projects that's over with. It looks like it's going to be a cool evening, and I'm not sure what it's going to do tomorrow, but that's okay. It's Central New York. We'll deal with it. Comment for George. I guess you're all squared away. The ongoing... George, you've got computers and van transportation thing. I guess they both get your attention there and keep you busy. Jeff, I heard you on earlier. I think you were over on the, N2CNY repeater. I think they had a meeting tonight, so that's why I didn't get a response. I was doing something. I would have said something to you. You were on 14521. And Jeff, I'm glad you're enjoying the 807s, as we say, and that's what we usually do Thursday. We sit around the last Thursday, we sat around the fire with a few couples and fixed all the world's problems, so it was a kind of a blast, but glad you're enjoying it. It's nothing better than there, sitting there and listening to the rain, especially if you don't have to be out in it. And Kevin James, be careful on the road. I can tell you some real stories about people getting pulled over with their phone, and a lot of the people that are uninitiated to amateur radio, they don't... A phone to them is a phone is a phone is a phone, so... they always win. There's been some interesting articles with people with their phones and the a communications device of sorts, so... Anyways, be careful, that's all I can say. I still hear a lot of cars and deer... things happening even during the day. The reason I was asking what county you were in, Matt, is that recently, and I don't know if it's just here, people can listen on 157.400. 157.400. Now that, in my book here, is channel 28 in the Marine band, or 28 Alpha, whatever. In fact, I've contacted another guy about this, but I'm hearing Otsego fire dispatch coming out on that frequency. 157.400. It's in the Marine band. I'm not sure if there's been a new reallocation or someone's got a spur or whatever. It has a PL tone of 91.5, so we're trying to track it down and find out what's going on, but it's very, very strange, and it's a very strong signal up here. That's one thing. Air show still going on in Syracuse in spite of the Blue Angels not being there. They have the cure today. The runners were able to take care of that today, and looks like they had a good turnout for that. So, Matt, I'll turn it back over to you, and good to hear everyone on the net here this evening, and hope Kevin James got the email. WATU back to net.
Okay, thank you, John. And, yeah, there's a couple VHF frequencies. I can't remember exactly what they are. I don't think they're in the Marine band. I think they're like 154 or something. And 155 something. I can't remember the exact frequencies that Oxtego County uses for fire and EMS dispatch. I can try and find those out for you if you'd like. This is KD2JDBC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
KD2EIT with a comment.
WATU with a comment.
KD2AIT and WA2U. Go ahead, KD2AIT.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment to John there that I thought about you up here. We have a little thing we've been doing up here for the last couple weeks. I don't know if you've ever seen it. If you look online, you can find them. They're called a Swedish torch, where you basically take a block of wood and you take a chainsaw and you cut a big X in them, kind of like you were splitting the block of wood with the chainsaw, but you only go about 90% down the log. Cut a giant X into it, you know, lengthwise. And you start a fire on top of the end of the block, and you let it get the fire going inside the block, and then you stop, and it'll burn like a torch for about, 8 to 12 hours, somewhere there, depending on the size of the block. We've had a couple of them going up here, and it's a lot of fun. When it's all done, the next day it sits there and smolders like a smudge pot, which made me think of you because you're always bringing up the smudge pots. So, anyway, you ever get a chance to do that? I know you're always cutting firewood up there, so give it a shot. And if you're not sure exactly what I mean, just Google it. You'll find plenty of pictures and examples, and they do work. It's one of those few things you see on YouTube that actually works. So. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Jeff, for your comment. WA2U, you're up next.
All I can say is, wow, wait till Kathy's watching something on the TV. Thanks, Jeff. I think you just came up with the ultimate solution for getting rid of the stumps that I had out there. Yes, indeed. Oh, what a beautiful thing. I bet that would work, too. They were cut over a year ago, and that would work nicely for something like that. And thank you. That's great. I was just going to suggest to anyone, I know we all do this, but if anyone ever carries a scanner in your vehicle, and this made me thinking of Kevin James, I've had other people that I've ran into, especially people I know around the Albany area, you know, and you get pulled over. A lot of people don't want to hear your story. So I can't say enough. Carry carry many things. Carry your copy of your amateur radio license with you. There's nothing that speaks but, you know, proof in the pudding, proof in the wording. If you get caught without your license and you're running down the road with a scanner, it might not be all good. So, or if you have frequencies in your regular radio in the car. So having a license may help your amateur radio license or any other license you need to have on you to be protected. WATU back to net.
Okay, thank you, John, for your comment. And actually, yeah, you're correct. That'll help some there. Because normally you're not allowed to actually have scanners in a vehicle in New York State. Had one of my guys that had an issue with that, and he was that was his only way actually to be able to really hear the calls half the time, going to calls what was going on. But he had to prove the due fact he had no law enforcement in his scanner, not monitoring that. So that was a fun thing for that, because I got a phone call on that one to help him out of that jam. Alrighty, it's KD2, JW. Please.
This is KD2FM with a quick comment.
KD2FM, go ahead.
All right, my apologies for bouncing in and out. I just registered back on my home tower, and literally it's my own little home cell site here because I've got poor coverage at my location. But, yeah, I was just going to say, John, thank you and Kathy for the email. I did receive it. Thank you very, very much. Very elaborate list. I'm very impressed with it. So, and like Matt was saying, too, there is some stuff in the 150-something megahertz here in Otsego County that's been utilized because I had a wrong PL. Somehow my PL system here went and auto-adjusted it someplace else, and I had to take it out because the one closest to us down here in the southern part of Otsego County is not PL'd, so that way I was able to pick it up nice and clean. So not sure. There could be possibly some other anomaly going on in that issue there, too. So with that, I will say 7-3 back to net control. It's KD2FPM.
Okay, Kevin, thank you for your comment. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:27 local time and return to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had KD2FDM, Kevin James, N2PFM George, KD2AIT Jeff, N5AOW Bob, KEC2NBU Ray, and WA2U John. Thank you all for your check-ins. Glad to hear from you this evening. And I'll say 7-3 to all, and hope to catch you tomorrow night. This is KD2JWC, and I will be clear.
Is the repeater in use? The Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. On the 145.17 repeater. formal written traffic is routed in and out of Oneida and surrounding counties. All stations are welcome.
November 5, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, good evening, no traffic.
Bravo, my name is Matt. I'm located in Sherbourne, New York, and coming at you through your EchoLink node. Stations 4 Octane, come now please.
KC2NBU, no traffic.
And 5AOW, no traffic.
I apologize, I actually missed the first call, but... again, I missed the first call sign, the first station that tried checking in, but I did receive N5AOW. So if the first station would like to try again, or if there are any further stations wishing to check in to Octane, all are welcome.
KC2NBU.
Acknowledge the check-in of KC2NBU. Attend this evening, with or without traffic. All are welcome. KB for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octane, looking for stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. Final call. And with nothing further heard, I'd like to thank all the stations who checked in this evening. Your check-ins are very much appreciated. With that said, this concludes this satellite session of the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Net manager is Jack, KA2ZNZ. Assistant net manager is Mark, KB2KOJ. We'd once again like to thank all the stations who checked in and hope to hear you again tomorrow night. This is KD2HKB. Saying 7-3, and thanks for the use of the EchoLink system. 7-3 all. KB2HKB is clear.